Yes. Yes, sir. I can do that. No, that won't be a problem, sir. I've already got an outline written. Just give me the list of names and I'll make up all the letters. They'll be ready to send on Monday. Of course. Thank you, sir. I'm very happy to hear that you're pleased with my performance so far. I hope you have a good weekend too, sir. Oh, this is going to be a great weekend. I just need to make my move. No, absolutely not. We're not ready. Look, we just finished the second level of the crypt, and we barely made it through. There is no way we can finish out the rest of the quest line this weekend. We're going to go back and redo the first two and get more experience. Excuse me? Who is the leader of this party? Good. Know your place. For now, let's teleport back to the guild hall. If we stick around here and too many spawn at once, we're gonna get wiped. So, have you considered my offer? Yes, that one. You thought I was joking? And exactly how long have you known me again? And all that time, what has led you to believe that I'm the type of person to joke about something like this? Yes, I'm totally serious. For months now, you've said over and over that you love the way I boss you around. You know the type of woman I am. You said you wanted to be my pet, my sex slave, or anything else I want. You even mentioned having a rendezvous somewhere in the city to meet me face to face. Look, I'm sick of this dancing around. Make your decision right now. Either you agree to the ground rules I laid out, or don't ever bring it up to me again. No, never. Yeah, that's what I thought. You have no intention of letting me slip through your fingers. But what you need to understand is that you're now in my grasp, not the other way around. Starting now, you've lost your decision-making privileges, with the only exception being your safe word. And just to be sure, what is your safe word? Good. Very good. I'm going to log out and go get ready. I'll be at your house in an hour. Make sure you're ready when I get there. What? You think I don't know where you live? Silly boy, I know all about you. That's an important part of what I do. Now go and take a shower. And have some extra clean towels and bottled water on hand. I'll bring everything else. 1 hour. Yes, 1 hour. Very prompt. You must have been a very good boy to wait right here at the door for me. What a shame. You started off so well, too. No. I am not your secretary right now. I am Mistress Sky. You seem to be in shock, so let me help you out. This is the part where you invite me in and offer to take my coat. Good enough. Now, bring my suitcase. It's outside the door. We're going to your bedroom. Don't ruin my mood by arguing. Not bad. I've seen your room before, of course, but never from the inside. You must have been busy cleaning up in the last hour or so. You must be excited. That's good. I do like an eager pet. You're still gawking at me. Are you having trouble putting the pieces together? You shouldn't be surprised about this. You told me your identity, and after that, it wasn't hard to keep tabs on you. And then I saw that you were looking for a personal secretary. And, well, it was the perfect opportunity. I mean, you only needed one interview to see how perfect I was for the job, and for you. Don't worry, if you want me to continue in my role as your secretary, I'm perfectly happy to keep up the charade for you, as long as you like. I'll be subservient and obedient in public, but in private, you are my pet. Understand? Good. Good boy. You see, you may be thinking that I've changed myself to be everything you've ever wanted. But to be perfectly frank with you, You're dead wrong. I've been molding you, my pet, not the other way around. Slowly, covertly, but right there in front of your face. It's been happening. Oh, the game? The game was crucial. It's how we met in the first place. To show you who I really am. And it gave you a thirst to be dominated. Oh, you fought me at first, briefly, but then happily, you gave me all the control. But you should know, I'm rather displeased with you right now. Because you should be on your knees in front of me, looking at the floor, or my feet. You still haven't truly learned your place. And we're going to work on that starting right now. Kneel. I said kneel. That is for hesitating. You must never hesitate when I give you a command. Hesitation implies that you're thinking about defying me, and you're not allowed to think anymore. Understand? Yes? That's yes, mistress, or yes, mistress Sky. Those are your two options, your only two options. Try it again. Do you understand? Adequate, I guess. Now stand up and strip. Better. No hesitation this time. Now kneel down and bend over onto the bed and show me that bare ass. You need a reminder that you've disbehaved.
What am I getting out of my suitcase? Oh, you'll see. Soon enough.
This is something that can't be easily ignored, that will jump back into your thoughts without you even trying, and remind you of who is really in charge.
It's going to sting every time you sit, for the next few days at least. 10 welts should be enough of a reminder, I'm hoping. Since this is your first time, I will count. You just focus on the sensation.
1. 2. 3.
Oh, you're trembling already.
4. 5.
The feeling is going to build.
6.
It starts with a mild sting, but it's going to feel hot.
7.
As the blood rushes to the skin, it gets more sensitive.
8.
No, close your legs. I wouldn't want to hit your scrotum by accident.
9.
Last one.
10. Now tell me, do you feel the heat yet?
Well, that wasn't meant to be a punishment. Merely a reminder for the future. And trust me, every time you sit down, every time you pull up your pants in the restroom, every time you lean against your desk, you'll remember. Now get back on the floor and kneel. Now tell me thank you. Thank me for training you properly, my pet. Very good. That's my good boy. Now I'd like you to sit up straighter. I can see you're slouching. Are you trying to hide your erection from me? You should never hide that from me. Seeing your arousal brings me pleasure.
Now punishment and pain are great teachers. They act as guides in the future for preventing bad behavior. At the same time, I also find that I get the best results when I give rewards and pleasure for good behavior as well. So, my pet, would you like to earn a reward? A special treat from your mistress? I thought so. Stand up and hold out your hand for me. Just like that, my pet. Very good. Oh, I see the worry on your face, but that will pass. In time, you'll realize that most of the time, when I'm restraining you, good things are about to happen to you. Now, laying down on the bed with your hands above you, now put this other hand through there. I'm just going to loop this through the headboard. Mm-hmm. Oh, how I love the sight of a bound, naked man. Oh, I brought something special for you, my pet. That's a special oil. Here it is. Smell it. I mixed it myself. It's a very special oil. It has just a little bit of menthol mixed in. I find the stuff that you get from stores is just a little too strong, a little too intense. It detracts from the sensation. You see, it just feels warm and wet at first. It will take some time before you feel the cooling effect. You're biting your lip. Don't be afraid to moan for me. I will never punish you for that. There you go. Give in to the feeling. You're beginning to feel it. The pain will bring you focus. And the pleasure. Oh, just focus on the pleasure. It's an intense combination, I know. Oh, as you squirm around, you feel the sting from the welts that have already formed on you. And now my hand is starting to feel cool from the mint. You must be feeling it as well. Oh, very good. Very, very good. That's my good boy. Good boy. Moan for me. Would you like me to speed up? Would you like me to make you come? Well, there's something you still need to do. I want you to swear to me right now that you will always be mine for the rest of your life, even if we part ways tonight. And I don't see you again for 10 years. You will drop whatever you're doing to serve me, your mistress. If you ever have a lover or a spouse, they had better know about me and be understanding. I could always use another pet, if they're up for it, that is. But swear to me, swear, give me your promise. And I'll give you a reward. Oh, I can feel you getting close. You're tensing up and breathing hard, but not yet. Not yet, my pet. You have to swear to me properly. Repeat these words. I swear that I will always belong to you, Mistress Sky. That's the best thing I've ever heard from your mouth. Now I'm gonna speed up. And I want you to come for me, Pat. I will count for you. Just focus on the feeling. Enjoy the heat, the cold, the pain, the pleasure. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Come for me. Come for Mistress Sky. Oh, wow. Oh, yeah. Oh, what a beautiful sight. Oh, you've made a lovely mess all over your chest. But don't worry, my pet. I'll take care of it for you. Delicious. You've made such a delicious treat for me. I think I'll share it with you. It is good, isn't it? Now, did you remember the bottled water and clean towels? You did, didn't you? In the living room? That's okay. You just lie there and enjoy the feeling. I'll go get them. Oh, well, I guess you kind of have to stay here, don't you? Since I've got the handcuffs. Attached to the headboard. Well, stay here and enjoy the feeling. If you like, you can take a nap. Having a little rest now will make the rest of the night go oh so much smoother for you. Oh, you're funny. You thought we were done? Oh, Pat. Oh, my Pat. You'll find out soon enough that I am insatiable. I seriously doubt that we'll get more than 2 short naps before dawn. There's just so many things to teach you. And I really do enjoy training my pets. Mm.